T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, this month, Lee, Bank of America is cutting off lending. Any sort of business can't have a bank account with illegal alien holding centers. A lot of those are private. They have government contracts.
Right.
Yeah. And that is it's too horrific. The idea that we might actually detain people at our border, figure out who they are before letting them into the interior to terrorize people. We have caught terrorists at the border, but we should not question that. It's terrible. So we need to fight to end the detention of anybody trying to illegally cross our borders. And so the woke president of Bank of America actually sat down with Maria Bartiromo this weekend to attempt to explain this. You want to hear it?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to warn you, it does not make any sense. But that's okay. This is Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan.
We really drive it based on what our teammates tell us. And so we had teammates, because of their backgrounds and their thoughts, that were very upset about the broader issues of prison reform and sentencing reform and the border. And, you know, they basically said that we should make a statement here, and it rolled through the system. We made it. Now, the thing I would focus people on, and you heard some of it in the early dialogue, is we need to get immigration right. We need people in this country. We're not creating people fast enough. The population's grown about half the rate it was before the financial crisis. And so we'll grow faster if we have more people. And so it's got to be organized and efficient. It's got to be well-documented and everything. And that's the crisis we're facing.
Well, I have a question for him. If he's concerned about the thoughts and feelings of certain team members, I'm sure there are certain team members at BOA that are hurt and upset and distraught over the infants that are killed at Planned Parenthood abortion centers. Maybe they should wonder whether or not they would be providing financial services to those types of organizations as well.
Oh, I'm sure there's nobody at Bank of America who thinks that, Lee. Here's another one. I'm sure there's at least one person who's distraught at the idea of having open borders when ISIS has said they plan to attack us. By doing what? Infiltrating our borders. I'm sure they could find at least one person in Bank of America who'd like to have a wall, or at a minimum, would like to have at least some border enforcement. But apparently that has become so controversial. Now, this doesn't even make sense. Okay, he's saying we need more people. We are... not going to do business with any, you know, company that runs illegal immigrant detention centers because we need more people in America.
Yeah.
Because we're not reproducing fast enough. What? Well, then lobby for immigration, you know, more people to become. I mean, Trump wants to let more people in, too, just the best people.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So it's not like, well, the only way we can get more people is just not to ascertain who's coming across our border. The only way we can get to more people is just let the cartels sex traffic children across the border. Don't ask them any questions. It's the only way. Now, there are plenty of ways we can get more people. If people are willing to walk thousands of miles across multiple countries, surely they'd be willing to apply. I mean, this is just so bizarre. Well, okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to say it's another example of the dual justice system in this country. Because what you have here is one business that is saying because of our political beliefs, we are choosing not to do business with a certain group of business members. Or, you know, not to conduct business with somebody, basically, is what they're saying. We don't have to bake the cake. But if you are a business owner and you have a different view on another issue, well, that issue will require you to bake the cake or to do business with that person. Mm-hmm. This is liberal hypocrisy at its highest right here.
And here's what's scary about this, okay? Other banks are following the lead here of Bank of America. This month, they're cutting off private companies. You can't have a bank account. We won't lend to you, period. End of memo. Doesn't matter what your credit report says. So they're cutting off private companies that run that run illegal immigrant detention centers. Okay, last month, they cut off private prisons because it's not fair that people are imprisoned.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Did they look at the state of South Carolina? We're doing a pretty much disastrous job, the state is, of running the prison. I mean, I don't know why prison is bad if it's private, but not bad if the government runs it, or they just don't like prison. It's hard to tell from the statements that they've made that, you know, if their beef is, we just think no one should be in prison, give everybody a second chance, bury the bodies, we don't care, or what. I mean, it's bizarre. So last month, they cut off the funding for private prisons. Okay. Last year, they halted doing business with makers of guns, in particular, the AR-15 and other what they call military-style weapons.
Yeah.
They just became the latest U.S. financial institution to do that. So your question, Lee, of is people who oppose, they going to cut off people who oppose Planned Parenthood next month? Probably at the rate they're going. I mean, we literally are having...
That would be consistent, at least.
Yeah. I mean, we literally are having a country where people are being shut off from the social, political, and financial system merely from having the wrong, for having the wrong political views. And it's day in and day out, day in and day out.
Wrong according to them.
To them. Right, yeah, to them. And you get cut off from the financial system. Okay, this is just... These are just some more examples of this. Remember I told you, and it started with Mike Pence, and he was going to speak at a university commencement, right? And they disinvited him because the sight of Mike Pence was too controversial for some students to handle. So we've gone, we're now from like, gone from, well, certain flags can't be seen, the anthem can't be heard, to individuals simply by breathing are too offensive to be allowed to be seen in public. And they're beginning to cut individuals off from the financial system, too. We've seen this with Laura Loomer and other folks, Robert Spencer, who've just been cut off. I mean, their bank accounts frozen, don't get the money back for weeks, can't use Chase, can't use PayPal. Well, now Sean Spicer's been added to this list. As a human being, Lee, he falls into the same category as, private prison companies and the companies that run illegal alien detention facilities and stuff like that. He personally is too offensive to be seen in public. His very existence is offensive and must be boycotted. I kid you not. Sean Spicer is Trump's former communications director, and they allowed him, this will never happen again, to throw out the first pitch at a Rhode Island minor league baseball game on Pride Night at the ballpark.
Oh, how could they?
Yeah. So, you know, some fans, people, it's a big backlash or whatever. Yeah. It was offensive. How could they do that? They're tone deaf. It was a garbage move. Given the administration's policies. Okay.
What policies?
What policy? What anti-gay policy are you telling? I mean, this is the president, and I mean, I wasn't even wild about this, who invited transgenders to use whatever bathroom they want at Trump Tower. Good God. And then Caitlyn Jenner went and did it. And nobody cared because that wasn't the right message. I mean, what do they want from this man? So anyway, Sean Spicer is now, his very existence is offensive. But that doesn't even touch this. Did you see this? Angel mom Marianne Mendoza was suspended from Twitter.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, wait till you hear what she wrote to earn this. Suspended from Twitter unless she deletes 4 tweets in which she reminded public officials that their immigration policies killed her son.
Now, once again, I guess the facts too are
offensive.
Too good for
them.
Yeah, the facts are too offensive for some people.
Yeah, the facts are too offensive. It's reality, and it cannot, if reality does not conform to liberal doctrine and dogma, then reality must be forcibly erased. I think I read a book about this one time, 1980-something.
Yeah.
It was good. I need to reread it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Pete Buttigieg says that the epic battle of our time is to keep white supremacists from taking over the country. And that will probably lead us to the next civil war. These people are nuts, folks. They think they are surrounded on all sides by white supremacists who are attempting to control them. No, you would too if you listened to their media 24 hours a day. They're nuts. And so these people, we are in uncharted territory here. We have never experienced an attempted white supremacist takeover. And so we have to do extreme things, like silencing these white supremacists online. Well, like, who are we talking about? Well, like, if your son, a law enforcement officer, got killed by an illegal immigrant who was drunk and driving the wrong way and smashed into him head on like that. Like, white supremacists like that. If you want to point that out, it's white supremacists like these that are bringing down the country. I kid you not, folks. I lost my mind when I saw this. Twitter suspended angel mom and activist Marianne Mendoza. We've interviewed her on the show. You've met her before. For posting about illegal immigration. How heartless do you have to be? This is her therapy. This is how she deals with the rage. Unbelievable. Maria Espinoza, she's the co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project, where they remember people who died at the hands of illegal immigrants who never should have been here, had her Twitter account suspended as well. Wait till you hear the offensive posts. This just left me speechless. You ready for this? You got to understand, if your child dies at the hands of illegal immigrants, you cannot expect to be able to speak about it because it makes illegal immigrants look bad. But what if you're just remembering your child? Too bad. It's too bad. Here's what she wrote, okay? At Kamala Harris. She's tweeting, so you never do, you never quit. Plus, Kamala Harris is a woman of color, and as we learned last week, the new rule is you cannot ever have a political debate with a woman of color, even if you're a Latina, like she is. Okay. At Kamala Harris, what law can I break and have you defend me so staunchly? Provide me sanctuary from our laws. Political cleanup from your inaction for decades is what it's called. You have hashtag blood on your hands for every death of an American killed by an illegal alien criminal you are protecting. Again, her son was killed by an illegal immigrant. Good golly. She tweeted an immigration, very prominent pro-illegal immigration attorney, Allura Mukherjee. At Allura Mukherjee, she writes, fighting for illegal aliens one case at a time, the demise of our country from within. Where were you when American families need representation when their loved ones are killed by illegal aliens? Pro bono for illegal aliens, but not for Americans. Twitter is saying, if she does not delete that tweet and the other one I read to you, she can't have her account back. Here's the final tweet that Twitter has labeled so offensive that until she deletes it, she can't have her account back. Again, this is an angel mom who lost her son. At Never Again Action, these are people who want complete open borders. Nobody who comes across our border is so much as stopped or ever questioned. At Never Again Action, she writes, meanwhile, 4,300 plus Americans are killed every year by illegal aliens in the U.S. What do you have to say about that, Never Again? That's got to be deleted. Did you say anything offensive in there? We're dealing in facts. This is standard boilerplate political debate. This is a grieving mom's therapy. No. So, I mean, if a member of your family is killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant, understand you must shut up. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, he doesn't have to bake the cake. He doesn't have to do that. No cake baking necessary. No. I mean, if they are presented with an argument they can't win, they will silence you. This is where we are. Folks, we are not going to have a debate by the election on these social media sites. Every one of them in violation of the law and the terms they agreed to get protection from libel lawsuits. They agreed to be neutral platforms. They would take all comers. The only thing they would censor would be crime. Can't put a beheading on there. Can't put child porn on there. Stuff like that. Pretty standard. That's what U.S. law says. It gave them a cutout. Twitter, Facebook, even Google benefits from this. That in exchange for being a neutral platform and accepting fairly all political debate, all sides, you would get protection from libel lawsuits. Every one of these companies would go down to bankruptcy in a month if they didn't have that protection. It was a gift from Congress. Well, they're abusing it. They're saying, no, 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 we can't have moms on Twitter telling the truth about their dead sons who were killed at the hands of illegal immigrants. They have to be silenced. Anyway, Trump tweeted about this. I will help angel mom and great woman Marianne Mendoza with Twitter. I know Marianne from the beginning, and she should never be silenced. She is a winner who has lost so much, her child. Twitter, if you're watching, please do what you have to do now. But what is Twitter planning to do? I predicted Trump would lose his Twitter account by the 2020 elections, and they're already beginning to demand it. Bette Midler on Twitter called on Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to ban President Trump from the social media platform until the next election in order to improve the course of history. They want us wiped out, shut down, banned. No access to the financial system, folks. Isn't it amazing how they don't have to bake the cake, but Christians are bankrupted because they do? How are those two standards, as Lee pointed out brilliantly in last segment, allowed to exist in the same justice system? I do not know. All right, want to jump real quick on the text line. Some of you are commenting on Bank of America. Cutting off illegal immigrant detention centers run by private companies, cutting the private companies off from the financial system. Text writes, Bank of America has been allowing illegal aliens to borrow loans without driver's licenses. Texter writes, shouldn't Bank of America be focused on, wait for it, banking? Texter writes, Bank of America needs more people so they can keep their income from exorbitant fees. I love this one. Since Bank of America doesn't believe in prisons, they cut private prison companies off too because they don't want anybody incarcerated. Since Bank of America doesn't believe in prisons, can I rob a B of A branch? Well, I don't see why not.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ooh, this is good. Texter reading my mind. How does the Greenville County Sheriff lose control of the streets and roads to an impersonator? Simple. By not patrolling them. Well, here's what I would say to that. But they are grossly and vastly underfunded. When you compare a number of deputies, you know, per capita from here to, you know, Georgia, it's obscene. It's almost a quarter off. So, I mean, we're just not patrolled. I mean, certain areas are, but we're just not here. I mean, you get used to it. People drive like lunatics because there's nobody out there, you know, enforcing law. And that's how we live here. But it's your right to warn folks. There is a guy out there impersonating a sheriff's deputy, and he's been pulling over motorists. He is described, according to the Greenville News, as a tall African-American having a muscular build and wearing a dark button-up shirt with some kind of badge and gun on his hip. It's according to the sheriff's office. The impersonator was driving a black Chevy Impala with yellow markings, like the sheriff's office's newer cars. However, the imposter vehicle only has Greenville County on the side and not Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Be on the lookout for that. The sheriff's office wants the public to know that their patrol cars are Dodge Chargers and Ford Explorers, not Chevy Impalas. Some older patrol cars still in use are blue with yellow markings, he said. And again, the guy that's pulling people over is driving a black Chevy Impala with yellow markings. But his car says Greenville County on the side, not Greenville County Sheriff's Office, although heck, he may have fixed that by now. Who knows? Anyone with information about this person is asked to call the sheriff's office. Yeah, this is why I do not just pull over right where I am when somebody pulls me over. I go to a, especially being a woman, I go to a, you know, a gas station or somewhere where people are. You know, the odds of it being an impersonator, probably not that high, but a good deputy will completely understand what you are doing if you wait a few minutes, you know, and look for a good spot to pull over. So be careful out there until they get this guy. That's just whacked. Texture rates. Y'all. I'm not reading that. Texture rates, open borders, closed speech. Sounds like America to me. Oh, by the way. I got to get to this. I should have done this last week. I was remiss that I did not do this last week. You probably heard a bellyful over the weekend. You just can't take anymore. The stupid sender back speech, right? It was racist and toxic and homophobic and terrible and racist and terrible. And of course they were referring to race. What else could they have been referring to? Okay, I did an interesting experiment this weekend. I wanted to get the full context of the sender back chant at the Trump rally. So I Googled, you know, sender back, Trump rally, blah, blah, blah. Every link that comes up, every single link that comes up starts when the sender back chant starts. Every single one that's on that first Google page, I don't know what it is, pages back, starts at the sender back chant. So you can't see what caused it. You would have to go to the original CNBC or C-SPAN audio to get it. There's a reason they did that. There's a good reason they did that. I'm going to play it for context right now. I'm going to play the lead up to the sender back chant. The chant breaks out right at the point where Trump says, is talking about Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism, which the Democrats had to condemn. It's not something Trump made up. The Democrats had to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but couldn't bring themselves to name who the anti-Semite they were condemning was. Remember, this was after Ilhan Omar's remark about the Benjamins. Benjamin is a Jewish name. It was a slur on Jews. And after Rashida Tlaib, one of the squad, said that the Holocaust gave her, a comforting feeling? Feeling of peace? I have to look up her exact words. They were horrific. Folks, should we react to anti-Semitism at all? Should we condemn it? Should we be horrified by it? I mean, the history of anti-Semitism in the last 100 years, it hasn't led anywhere good. Millions dead. I mean, should we not be outraged by anti-Semitism? Listen to the lead up here. There's a reason they're cutting it off. I had to go back to the original speech to even find it. And you tell me if it's morally wrong to condemn what Trump described. Every one of these are factual. Take a listen.
Omar laughed that Americans speak of Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone and remarked that you don't say America with this intensity. You say Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Don't speak that way about America. And at a press conference just this week, when asked whether she supported Al-Qaeda, that's our enemy. That's our enemy. They are a very serious problem that we take care of, but they always seem to come along somewhere. She refused to answer. She didn't want to give an answer to that question. Omar blamed the United States for the crisis in Venezuela.
By the way, are you hearing anything racist here? Is there anything, any reference to race whatsoever? That's why they're cutting it off. That's why all the videos are that you find when you search for this because you want to hear it yourself online, they're cued right to where the chant starts. They cut out all this. See the reason why?
I mean, think of that one. And she looks down with contempt on the hardworking American, saying that ignorance is pervasive in many parts of this country. And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
Send her back.
And she talked about the evil Israel, and it's all...
All right. So, can you... Well, let's play. What the heck?
About the Benjamins. Not a good thing to say.
Right. Do you realize what just happened there? The folks at the Trump rally did what the Democrats would not do. They condemned anti-Semitic comments by a known anti-Semite by name. Democrats wouldn't do it. They refused to name their anti-Semite. I mean, should we not break into chants of outrage over anti-Semitism? Never mind the Al-Qaeda stuff. I'll leave you with that. The full context sure changes things, doesn't it? All right. Some feedback on the last segment. 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, too bad Omar cannot shrug off the Trump rally rant as, quote, somebody did something to someone. Now, that's just Al-Qaeda. They didn't mean it. Look, they didn't mean it. It was an accident. And they really are good guys, you know? I mean, they're right up there, you know, with the U.S. military. Call Omar's office. She'll explain. Texter writes, if Omar immigrated to the United States, became a citizen, isn't there a provision in the rules of citizenship to send them back or rescind their citizenship if they rescind their citizenship if they give support to the enemy? Why? Yes, there were. There is. It appears there's a lot of evidence that she committed immigration fraud and married a brother. And yeah, that theoretically, yes, if laws applied to her, but they don't. She has maximum liberal privilege. She's an immigrant. She's black. She's, I guess you wouldn't say African-American, would you? She's an immigrant. She's black. She's female. And she's a liberal. So, I mean, yeah, nobody can criticize anything she says ever. As Rashida Tlaib explained last week. All right. So, as a mama, I love this next story. An apartment building in Philadelphia caught fire on Thursday. A guy found out his 65-year-old mom was still inside, but firefighters wouldn't let him in. So he scaled the side of the building, climbed 15 floors to get to her, and check on her. Anyway, yeah, firefighters do this. They don't let people run in to save people because they might have to go in and save them. But it's, I don't know. I'm sure that's a decision you should be able to make for somebody. I think you ought to be able to tell them, listen, you go in there, bud. You can't get back out. You're on your own. I think they ought to let him go. But that's just me. Anyway, he got all the way up to his mom's apartment, and turns out she was fine. The fire didn't spread to her apartment. She's just really shocked when she saw her son climbing over the railing of her balcony. So in this case, I think this the firefighter's advice was probably pretty good. But you gotta love that. Scaled the side of the building 15 floors to get to her. Now see? That's a good job raising a kid. All right. Texter writes, Tara, how dare Trump call these people out on their words or lack of them? Doesn't he know Republicans are supposed to cross the aisle and appease? That's what they're really mad about. Texter writes, Tara, would you mind asking the left if artistic censorship is still out? I wanted to make sure you can still put a crucifix in a jar of urine like they did in New York a few years back. It still doesn't matter if that offends anyone, right? If it offends Christians, no, it's totally fine. I don't know about the use of a cross in public at all. I mean, that may now be too radical totally. I don't know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, all about the Benjamin. Oh, yeah, talking about Ilhan Omar. All about the Benjamins means $100 bills, not names. Her comment, yeah, I know it's she's referencing $100 bills. But when she could have said $100 bills, blah, 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 it's all about the money. She chose the Benjamins for a reason. It's a Jewish name. It was obvious what she was doing. It's all about the Benjamins. It was a double reference to the money and the Jews. Come on. I know what that refers to, but come on. There's a bazillion ways you could have said it's all about the money, the moolah, the cash. No, she chooses the Benjamins. Come on, it was a slur. All right, let's do it this way. Let me explain how you know it's a slur. If Trump said it, referring to a Jewish issue, all hell would break loose. That's how you know. Texter concludes, her comment is still anti-Semitic because Nazis impugned Jews as greedy, etc. Texter writes, Trump should stop condemning Omar's comments. He should instead praise her as a good Democrat, the fresh face of the Democrat Party, the darling of the Democrat leadership, the voice of the young progressive movement, etc., etc. I think Pelosi would be forced to take more aggressive action to distance Omar from the Democrat Party.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.